This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Kansas Republican Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins. She joins me now to talk about what she's observed over the close of this lame duck session and really over the whole 111th Congress. And Congresswoman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So many different things considered, many of them approved, certainly in the House, a lot of them in the Senate as well. Some people say that not much should get done in a lame duck session. Others say that the terms run right up to the end of the year, so there shouldn't be a slowdown. What's your sense of it?
Well, this year in particular, I think Americans sent a very clear message on Election Day that they were just plumb fed up with the majority and the policies here in Washington, with more government, more entitlements, more mandates, more taxes, more spending. And unfortunately, that has not stopped with the completion of the election. And this wasteful spending and the agenda has just continued through the lame duck. And I, for one, am frustrated with the volume of legislation, the dollars that have been spent here in a very short time.
What's the worst legislation that went through after the midterms?
Well, I'm not sure we've seen it yet. As you know, we are still in session. We've had, I believe, close to 100 roll call votes this lame duck session. We haven't been adding it up, but I know we've spent more than $1 trillion for next year just in these few weeks. And I think later today we'll probably see a $6.2 billion piece of legislation clear both chambers. So, it's not over until the gavel falls. No telling what we might see between now and then.
What would you have liked the lame duck session to include?
Well, I introduced legislation early in the fall that just put an end to a lame duck session. It's my belief that is what should have happened, whether Democrats are in control or Republicans. I just see this as a power grab. These folks are no longer accountable to the American people. When they've been fired, they should be shown to the door. So my legislation, I still think we will introduce it next year. As I say, it would apply to any Congress. We would adjourn sine die on election night, and in the case of an emergency, certainly the majority or minority leadership could call us back. But I think when you research the purpose of the 20th Amendment to our Constitution, it clearly laid out that was the intent, that we never have another lame duck session. And the abuses that we have watched this year are perfect examples of why they passed the 20th Amendment.
In addition to the very aggressive agenda, what about the way this lame duck session has been conducted? You mentioned over the top. What did you see that was out of line even in normal congressional order?
Well, to start with, none of the business that should have been addressed before the election had been taken care of. And so we were doing all of that in a rushed manner here in these last few weeks. As you know, the majority here in Congress did not build a budget the first time since 1974 when the budget amendment was passed, requiring that the House do that. They punted that, didn't pass the 12 appropriation bills to keep government afloat. And so here we got to December, and we had to address the whole issue of funding the government before it shut down. And certainly the issue of taxes had to be addressed because they failed to do that before the election. So all of these major issues, heavy lifting, done by people who are no longer accountable to the folks back home. I think we had yesterday 70 members missing who have just gone home. So there are only a few of us left here even doing the work. This is no way to run the federal government.
One thing Republicans were successful on was forcing only continuing resolutions, not the omnibus bill that the Democrats wanted. What can we expect from the Republicans as you take up these appropriations bills early next year?
Well, I think you will see us focus first on jobs and getting this economy back on track. You will see, I think, a repeal bill clear the House early on the health care legislation, replacing it or signaling that we will be working on a replacement bill to follow. And then it will be a quick work, rolling up our sleeves and cutting spending. We've got to peel this federal government back to the original intent. You know, the states created the federal government, and the beast has gotten off the chain. And so I think job one in January will be to start addressing that issue of deficit spending and the debt.
I know that there will be many different areas you'll look at for spending reductions. Are there any that come to mind immediately that are at the top of your list for reducing spending?
Well, certainly the health care bill is a $1 trillion bill that must go. We can't afford that. I think you will see legislation to end the permanent bailouts, such as Freddie and Fannie, just the unlimited funds that come with those sorts of things. I think you will see an effort afoot to try to pull back any of those failed stimulus dollars that are hanging out there that have yet to be tagged for a project. And so you can quickly, start adding up some major money with those three things. And then, you know, as you know, House Republicans last year started a program called UCUT, where every week we identify something that we would like to see cut. There are five, I think, that are proposed each week, and then one that we take to the House floor. That will continue. If you just go back and take a look at the five each week, we should start, cutting on those to begin with. So we've got lots of work to do, and we're looking forward to January.
Last couple minutes with Kansas Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins. And Congresswoman, many people believe that to really make a dent on the price tag and the number of dollars being spent by the federal government, you really have to tackle entitlement spending. What's the strategy for that as far as you know?
Well, certainly you have to take a look at those programs, because right now every dollar that comes into the federal treasury, we spend on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So any dollars spent above that are being paid for, by our kids and our grandchildren, borrowing money from the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians. So without addressing everything, we can't do our job. So I think you will see Paul Ryan probably take the lead as our budget chairman to have hearings and to delve deep into some of those issues.
And last question before we let you go, what did the voters in your state's second congressional district tell you when they reelected you on the campaign trail? What did you hear from them most about what they want to see done in the next 2 years?
Well, they want to stop the ridiculous federal spending, balance the budget, rein in the debt, and to remember what authority the Constitution granted us. And Kansans were speaking loud and with one voice this year. We have, for the first time, probably since 64, our entire congressional delegation, all the senators as well, our Republicans, and our entire statewide statewide elected officials are Republicans. So I think they feel strongly about less government and less spending and are appalled by the policies of the majority in Washington today.
Well, we certainly look forward to seeing exactly how Republicans lead on these issues in the new Congress. Congresswoman, thank you very much for your time today. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Greg. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Kansas Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins represents the Sunflower State's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.